Now, George Dawes Green is the creator of The Moth. I don't know if you've heard it. I have. Spoken word events in the US that feature storytelling without notes, and you can listen to it online. George Dawes Green is also the author of two thrillers, The Caveman's Valentine and The Juror. His latest book, Ravens, wades into heaven and hell territory and money over meaning. It's about a church-going family that wins the lottery, but under the gaze of the unquestioning media and community, it's manipulated by two men to share the money. For The Book Show, blogger and reviewer Angela Meyer read Ravens.
This book is a thriller set in the American South. It opens with two men, Shaw and Romeo, who hit something on the road as they drive to Florida. They can't find the animal under the car and presume it has run away. The stench of the caught, dead animal falls ominously over the first half of this story, building tension and introducing the theme of mortality, something hidden and denied, but always hovering. Early on, we also meet the Boatwrights, a family whose lives are dictated by the mother's mood swings. The fluctuations can be timed to the lottery jackpot every week, which, of course, she doesn't win. The father is lost and clinging to religion. The grown daughter, Tara, clings to her best friend and their dreams of getting out of town. She also would do anything for her grandmother, Nell. Shaw and Romeo blow into Brunswick, and at the service station learn about the multi-million dollar windfall that has just been bestowed upon a family in town. Of course, it's the Boatwrights, and Shaw wants to get his hands on the cash. He finds out all that he can, disturbingly, from Tara's MySpace page, and hatches a plan to be in on, quote, a life of pure beauty. From here, the thrills begin. Shaw inveigles himself as advisor of the family and fortune, making them say he bought the ticket jointly with the father, and uses his friend Romeo as an exterior threatening, looming presence. Shaw fashions himself as a saviour. During his first public appearance with the Boatwrights in church, he surprisingly claims he will give his share of the money to charity. The family develop a complex mix of fear and admiration for Shaw. Meanwhile, Romeo is played off as Shaw's weak second, someone who thrives only on the existence of Shaw and their friendship. Someone who has nothing else. In this way, and the allegory is at times a little heavy-handed, Shaw and Romeo are personifications of God and the devil, the light and the shadow. But cleverly, the reader is led to believe that the good is in Romeo, the one who's cast out. This is clear when he bathes and assists an old dying man. The coercive and charismatic presence of Shaw is more conflicting, as he nestles into the world of the Boatwright family. In Ravens, there is another overlying theme. There's the comfort of money and the desire for possessions versus spiritual comfort. And in this story, both consumerist and religious tendencies are painted as bleak. Or perhaps it's because they become intertwined and the edges blur into one another. The weak, confused characters will blindly follow whatever option offers an answer to their situation, and whatever looks like it will keep them and their family out of harm's way. Ravens is Green's first book since 1995's The Juror, which became a film with Demi Moore and Alec Baldwin. Though the religious allegory is obvious, and there is much weight in this book, the pace is again that of a dark thriller. Fans of supernatural thrillers like those by Dean Koontz may also get a lot out of this, due to the kind of presence in this book. The writing is strong and the story absorbing.
That's literary-minded blogger Angela Meyer reviewing Ravens by George Dawes Green, and it's published by Sphere.